Well, in this instance, I basically took an overall measurement from the area that I could. Unfortunately, the images were very, they were not extremely clear. And so I did the best I could. The first thing I did was I took the original latent photos of the latent print and tried to define the edges as best as I could. I placed down little pieces of tape where I believed that the edges were, and then just to be sure, I rechecked my measurements on those to the tape on those. Those measurements were from the, what I could tell was the tip of the toe to the very heel area, across the heel, the width of the heel, across the ball area, the width of the largest toe, the big toe, as best I could tell, and can I refer to my notes for the final one? And also the length of the foot without the toes.
You said this is, you did this on the latent print. When you refer to the latent print, you're referring to the photograph that was of the carpet stain?
Yes, the photos that I had previously testified to as photo 321 and
323. So you've got that measurement. What about the actual footprint impressions from the various individuals? Did you measure those as well?
Yes, I took the same measurements for each one of those individual feet as well.
From those measurements, did you generate a chart?
I did, yes.
I'm going to show you now State Exhibit number 154. Have you take a look at that. Is this your chart that you generated?
Yes, it is.
Is that it displayed there on the screen now?
Yes.
What was?
Let's see if we can get this admitted first, since it has not been stipulated to, or would you agree?
Yes, Your Honor. If they weren't going to admit it, we were.
Okay.
With regards to this exhibit, what was your conclusions as to the various individuals and whether or not they could be excluded from the latent print, those photographs?
My conclusion was that I could not eliminate any of those individuals as having potentially produced the latent prints from the scene.
In particular, then, you measured Isarmat, Kunu, Kodi, Minchi, and Nongome.
Yes.
Those five individuals.
Correct.
And you were not able to exclude any one of them from potentially being matched to that?
No, I could not.
Is there a reason why you couldn't exclude?
Again, going back to the latent prints from the scene, we're dealing with a pattern that is in a carpet, and there's just many variables associated with those imprints on that carpet.
So any adult male or adult footprints would probably fall within that print.
I would have to say, for example, if you were to give me a professional football player's foot imprint, I could potentially eliminate them. Somebody who has a very extremely large foot or an extremely small foot, like a baby or a small child. These prints were kind of in the middle ground, and so it made it extremely tough.
Any average person?
Yes.
Thank you.
Cross-examination.
So, Mr. Green, essentially what happened was after I asked you last week if you permit, requested to compare footprints of any of the roommates, you indicated you hadn't, right?
Correct.
And so the state then obtained the footprints from the roommates and submitted them to you for comparison.
Correct.
And there's no dispute that the footprints that you compared do belong to the roommates. They were through regular course. Bonnie Wilder took those prints and turned them over directly to you.
Yes.
You work in the same crime lab as Ms. Wilder.
Correct.
And last week when I questioned you about the footprints that you had compared to the exemplars from East Armet, you didn't provide us with any of these measurements that you provided today, right?
Right.
You just basically said that footprints were consistent with the physical size of Mr. Met's footprints.
Yes.
And what you're telling us today is that these footprints are consistent with the physical size of the footprints of Kunu, Cody, Yinki, and Mongomi as well.
Yes.
And in fact, you just testified that these prints could have come from typically any adult person of the normal size, excluding maybe a professional basketball player or a child.
Yes, a medium of this relative size, foot size, yes.
So the worth, evidentiary value of those latent prints in the carpet that you were asked to compare is practically, there is no doubt in terms of identifying an individual who might have put those down.
Yes, as I had testified previously, there was no way that I was going to be able to identify definitively anyone's particular foot to this. Mostly this is evidentiary value of this is for exclusion only.
Thank you.
But you indicated that there may not be worth for the purpose of identification. But based on your training experience, you can draw conclusions that looking at this, these exhibits, the left and the right foot.
Yes.
And you're certain as to that there is a left print and a right print.
Yes.
Thank you. And also that the left print was more visible than the right print.
In the photos, the left print was more visible, yes, but with the enhancement that I was able to do, the right print actually developed up a little bit better.
When you talk about enhancement, you're talking about using your computer to adjust the contrast and sharpness.
Yes, those things that I had talked about previously.
But for the naked eye, the left imprint is more pronounced than the right.
Yes, correct.
The bottom line is these prints could have come from nearly anybody in this world.
I can't say that without having taken the prints of everybody in the courtroom.
But you can't exclude that.
I could not exclude that, no. That's